Can I have a picture of Woo Woo, please?
I'm sorry, no Woo Woo here.
Oh, sex on the beach?
Oh, no thank you.
What have you got?
Why not try a Horrigan and Howell's sketch tonic?
Oh, yeah, go on then. Oh, yummy. That's nice.
Let the ruling classes tremble at a communist revolution. The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have a world to win. Working men of all countries, unite!
Marvellous. Simply marvellous, Karl.
Well, I think we're ready to publish, Engels, my good man. Germany is fervent for revolution. This could tip the scales.
Absolutely. Just before we do, I thought we could add this as an appendix.
Oh. Okay, let's see it.
What do you think?
Well, it's a little unusual.
Is it? Damn, I knew it. Too radical, do you think?
Not exactly.
Ah, not radical enough.
No, it's not that.
Well, what?
It's a souffle recipe.
God, souffle. Are you mad, Marx? A souffle? Listen to yourself. Oh, that is typical bourgeois. No. This is a recipe for a quiche Lorraine.
But why, Engels?
Well, a quiche is a bit heavier, more filling.
But why add it at the end?
Because it's delicious.
No, I mean, why add it at the end of a manifesto for communist revolution?
Well, you can't start a revolution on an empty stomach, can you?
Be serious, Engels. This is not a trifling matter.
No, I know. It's a quiche. And after my last few ideas didn't make the edit, your edit, I thought I'd start thinking outside the box a little.
Right. I see. No, well, it isn't quite what I meant.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
What?
No, it's stupid. I know. It's terrible. Just forget I ever said anything.
Look, I'm sure it's not terrible, Engels.
No, it is. It's terrible and stupid. Just another stupid idea from Karl Marx's crazy friend.
No, that's not true.
Oh, come on, Karl. Nobody is going to recognise my hand in this, are they? 100 years from now, everyone will remember Karl Marx. They'll forget all about old Engels, won't they?
Not necessarily.
Oh, you just wait. They won't even remember my name, I bet.
Oh, come on now. Don't be silly. Marx and Engels. It rolls right off the tongue.
But they won't know my first name, will they?
Don't be stupid, Engels.
What?
I said, don't be stupid.
No, after that.
I said your name.
Yeah. Engels. You said Engels. In fact, come to think of it, you always say Engels. I call you Karl. Everyone knows Karl. Wacky left-wing Karl. And you call me Engels.
What's your point?
What's my name?
What?
My name. What is it?
Oh, you are a joker, Egg. Oh, old chum. What do we think of this bit about sowing the fields of Europe with the blood of the industrial capitalists? I thought that was a little bit too much, actually.
Say my name.
Yes. No, it is definitely a little bit too much. I think
something Engels. But what could it be?
So maybe we could change it to
Billy Engels. Is it maybe Billy or Woodrow? It could be Woodrow Engels. What do you think, Karl?
What about this bit here? Yes, about the workers losing their chains.
Oh, stop this charade, Karl.
Well, thereby allowing all of the Friedrich. Ha 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 ha. Friedrich. Yes, Friedrich. Friedrich, what do you think of that bit, eh?
You didn't know my name, did you? Look, all right, okay, I understand, I get it, all right, but we have 2 minutes, 2 minutes on this deadline, okay?
I don't care. I'm not doing it anymore.
It's a good one. I promise you it's a good one.
That's what you say every time, and I end up doing something stupid like flogging cat meat to humans or, you know... We end up playing fucking horses that can talk. Horses can't talk, Liam. It's the stupidest idea ever.
We have a contract with the company to provide ad revenue, okay? Let's just do it.
It's not just that, all right? Adverts and art are wrong, Liam. The two don't mix. I've always felt like we shouldn't be subjecting our audience to this rubbish, okay? You managed to convince me before, and I threw away my artistic integrity, okay? But no more. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I just won't. I'm not doing it. That's it. That's the final answer. That's it. I'm not avatar. Whatever this is, I'm not doing it. There's nothing that I value more than my art. Do you understand? Do you get it? Art, Liam. I'm an artist. I'm not flogging shit anymore!
All right. Fine. We won't do it.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? You're right. It's fine. We don't have to. We're better than doing stuff like this. We can just release it and it'll be fine.
Great. What was it, just out of interest?
It was the coronavirus vaccine.
Fuck's sake, Liam!
What?
Well, why didn't you say that?
You just said not to.
Yeah, if it was a stupid idea!
I thought you might be like an anti-vaxxer, I don't know.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer! I'm pro-vaccine, okay? I'm very pro.
Are you sure? You don't really like masks.
I'm a pro-vax, and I do like masks, okay? Can we just still record it, okay?
Deadline's gone, mate. It's just gone. Also, I don't think I've printed the script.
Oh. Everybody just help yourself. Thank you. Make yourself comfortable. Lovely. Yes. It was really beautiful.
Frank, Jane, we're so sorry for your loss. She was a wonderful girl. We're so sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks. Here, I've made you a beef casserole. You can give the pot back to me whenever you want.
Thank you.
They're part of a set. This one and a slightly smaller one.
Right.
I'm having a dinner party on Friday, but don't feel like you have to give it back to me before then. I can probably use the other pot. Just about. So you enjoy, basically.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I know that little Louise was a vegetarian as well, so I thought you might like to have some meat again. Now that you can. I'm sorry I didn't invite you to the dinner party, but as I'm already having to use the smaller pot, I didn't think there'd be enough to go round. Also, I thought you'd probably have your hands full here. Or not. You know, as the case may be. And once again, I can't apologise enough for hitting her with my car.
I told her it was the postman.
Oh.
What on earth are you doing in there?
Just a second!
Well, we need to send this off to the publishers today!
Hang on!
Ugh. Right.
Oh, for God's sake, really?
Just try the quiche Lorraine.
Is that where you've been this whole time?
Just try it. Look, I'll cut you a slice.
Is this why the smoke alarm went off?
All right. So I may not be as good as Grammar Engels at making it. Maybe I'm a little rusty, but Karl Marx, you try that quiche Lorraine and you tell me if it's not revolutionary.
Oh, okay, Jesus Christ.
Make sure you get a lard on.
I've got a lard on, all right. Oh, God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there is some tasty quiche, Engels.
Yeah?
Yes.
So it can go in the manifesto?
No.
Right. That's it. I'm gone.
What?
I'm off. It's quite clear to me that you only want me here because I'm funding the publication.
That is preposterous. I don't want you for your money.
Well, it's not for my intellectual input, is it? I'm off, Marx. Find another patsy.
No!
Okay?
No! No, look, maybe I've been too hasty. Let's put some of your work in.
Really?
Yes. The truth is, I just couldn't decide which of your brilliant ideas to include. I was spoiled for choice, wasn't I?
Well, I did suggest a lot.
Yes.
What about my stuff on the redistribution of the coastline?
Maybe.
Or my song. Do you remember my song on the ukulele about the joys of sharing?
Yes, how could I forget? Another possibility.
And, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I've written a book of saucy limericks, which I think would go very, very well. Listen. There once was a man from Tbilisi who had a big hole in his fleecy.
Oh, God.
And so to conclude, we should go back to putting heads on spikes in London for those three reasons. Tourism. Entertainment. Fear. As Gandhi once said, an eye for an eye, and the world will soon be fine.
Right, well, thank you, Mike. Lovely use of props. I think that's all we have for this week's meeting of the Southend Death Penalty Advocacy Group. Stbag. Any more items, Sue?
Just the petition on reintroducing public executions we're sending to Parliament.
Ah, yes. I think for the government to give our petition a response, it needs 10,000 signatures.
That's right.
And how many do we have?
Six.
Six?
Six. We got halfway round the table and the pen ran out.
Oh, right. Well, six is a jolly good start. I think what we'll do is bring another pen next week and we can finish signing it then. Send a firm message to the government.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea. Now, I believe the only item left to discuss is the day trip to London.
Ah, yes.
Was there a result on the preferred choice from the Facebook poll?
Right, yes, no. Well, there was a bit of a problem with the Facebook poll, but I put our ethnic minorities officer in charge of organising. Ian?
I've booked as a coach. Leaving 3 p.m.
Ah, and what's the plan?
Kinky boots. Second row.
Right, and how many have you got confirmed?
Six.
Six?
Six. We were using the same pen.
Right.
The coach is picking us up at the Morrison's car park at 3. I've got everyone a programme, and I've run it past the driver. We can listen to the original cast soundtrack on the drive down there.
Ah, excellent. Well, that sounds really, lovely. So everyone who is going to that, do have fun.
You still haven't given me money for your ticket.
No, well, I'm a bit busy. I've got to set up that Facebook poll on Saturday and...
It's on Sunday.
Right. Well, I'll give that to you now then. How much was...
£60.
60?
60.
Right. Looking forward to it.
This is the BBC News at 1. Coming to you live from Moscow, where chairman of the Russian Socialist Republic, Vladimir Lenin, is about to speak. We now go over live to Pat McGratgrat for the translation.
And so that is why it is necessary to build a great red army of labour, to save all working people, to save them from the yoke of the capitalists. And speaking of yoke, it is about this time that you want to be separating the eggs. Comrades, turn your ovens to gas mark 5, or gas mark 4, if it has a fan.
My God, gas mark 5 for a quiche. As a subject of His Majesty's Empire, I feel I must say, may God have mercy on us all. And now, a little new report from the royal family, who today found themselves in a bit of trouble when Princess Mary fell into the reptile enclosure.
Ah, Martin! There you are! You all packed, ready for the old adoptive fathers and adoptive sons camping trip?
Absolutely. I don't want to be late for the adoptive father and adopted sons camping trip, do I?
No, no, definitely not. It's your favourite event of the year, the old adoptive fathers and adoptive sons camping trip.
It sure is. You know, I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't go on the old adoptive father and adopted sons camping trip anymore.
Yeah. Well, on that point, Martin, I've got to tell you something. You know Bob?
My adoptive dad? Of course! I'm just about to go and pick him up for the old adoptive father and adopted son's camping trip.
Yeah, well, you know how you were growing up in the orphanage until you were a year old, and then Bob came in, he took one look at you, and he knew that you were the son he always wanted, and well, Bob's your uncle.
Of course! It's my favourite story!
Martin, you're not listening to me again. You're not adopted.
I'm what?
You're not adopted, Martin.
But that means my... My mum and dad, they're not...
Oh, no, no, they're dead. Nobody could have survived what they went through.
The Combine Harvester.
Exactly. No, but you see, Bob is your dad's brother. After the accident, he thought long and hard about what was best for you, and in the end, he decided that you should move in with him and, well...
Bob's my uncle. I don't believe it. Why didn't he ever tell me?
Well, you know your uncle isn't very good with words. So, as his best mate and your godfather, I said I'd be the one to tell you, and, well, now you know.
I'm 27! Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I've been trying to tell you for years, mate. You just never seem to listen.
What? You never once told me.
Remember your sixth birthday? I was teaching you how to ride a bike. Remember?
Remember? Remember? Remember? Remember.
But I'm scared. What if I fall off again?
Well, that's what the stabilisers are for, Martin. You just bend down here, take the back wheel, screw them on and...
Bob's your uncle, Martin.
Whee! Thanks, Sam. You're the best.
Damn.
Well, that's not telling me, is it? That doesn't count.
Of course it does. I've always been honest with you, Martin. You just never accepted the truth. Remember the time that you and Bob were living here for a little while?
Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah, that's right. You were a teenager and all excited about your first date. Remember?
Remember? Remember? Remember? Remember? Remember?
Just make sure you're not back too late.
Ugh, yeah, sure, man. Whatever. You're not my dad.
I know, but while you're under this roof, you're my responsibility. Now, we need to talk.
Do we have to?
All I'm going to say is be safe. Look, I got you one of these.
Oh, God, this is so embarrassing.
You think I'd send you off on your first date without the proper protection?
Oh, God, shut up.
Look, Martin, it's really very simple. You just take it out of the packet, pinch the tip, roll it all the way down the shaft, demonstrated by my fingers, or a banana if you have one, and then we just roll it down, roll, 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 down to the balls and...
Bob's your uncle, Martin.
Right, can I go before I'm sick? Tell Dad he'll be home at 11, yeah? Bye.
Damn.
How am I supposed to pick it up from that? Under the circumstances, I had other things on my mind.
Oh, I know. That house had very thin walls.
Ugh.
But, look, it wasn't just then. I kept trying to tell you over and over and over again, but you just never seemed to listen. I even tried to tell you this morning. Remember?
Remember? Remember? Remember? Remember?
But, yeah, it was this morning. Of course I remember.
Right. Well, I was showing you how to use the dishwasher. I said, you put the tablet in here, these buttons are for the temperature, then you just turn it on, shut the door, and...
Bob's your uncle.
And you can't see how I might have been a little confused.
How much clearer can I be? Your little boy, Billy, understood straight away. He just accepted it.
Billy knows.
Yeah, he actually listens. When I was helping him with his maths homework, I said, well, Billy, you just need to remember that whatever two of the angles are on the triangle, the third one will always add up to 180 degrees and...
Bob's your great uncle.
He didn't have any trouble taking it in.
That's because Bob's your great uncle isn't a saying.
What?
Oh, well, you've really put me in the middle of it now, Sam. Because Bob's not Billy's great uncle. Billy's adopted.
Billy's adopted?
Well, I thought since I was adopted, it'd be nice to pass on the tradition.
But you're not adopted. Bob's your uncle.
Yes, I know that now. Oh, right. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell Billy.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do it.
No! You've done enough. Billy!
Yeah, Dad?
Hi, Bill. Listen, there's something I better tell you. Me and your mum, we adopted you. When you were about 6 months old, we adopted you.
What?
I know it's a shock.
But the other day he said that Bob was my great uncle.
I know what he said. It was a mistake.
A mistake? But Dad... You were adopted, so that means...
Part two. I'm not adopted.
You're not adopted?
No.
But you're telling me that I am?
Let me explain.
Look, Billy, it's really very straightforward, okay? Your dad isn't adopted, but he thought he was. And we tried to tell him, but he never seemed to take it in. And to carry on the legacy of adoption he thought he was a part of, he in turn decided to adopt you. But as I said, he's not adopted, and you are, and it's as simple as that. Bob's your uncle.
And Fanny's your aunt.
She's what?!
You've just listened to Horrigan and Howell's Sketch Tonic. This was a Here First production, written by and starring Liam Horrigan and Matthew Howell, with Georgia Bradley and Joe Hartland. Edited and produced by Craig Busek and Gareth Wood, with sound design by Gareth Wood. Subscribe on your favourite podcast platforms for your follow-up dosage. To find out more about Horrigan and Howell, go to horriganandhowell.com or follow on Instagram and Twitter @HorriganHowell.